Chapter 31, Transformation of Emotion. Please review Chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion and Healing Power, revised pages 345 to 357. This chapter describes a four-step technique we can use to skillfully manage painful emotions that do not respond fully to the other methods described in this work. Following is a review of this material and some additional points and exercises. Most of us do everything we can to avoid emotional pain. We don't know how to ride the pain waves, extract the necessary lessons, and move on. Instead, we run, escape, hide, minimize, delay, avoid, numb, distract, distance, control, and manipulate. We deny and repress our painful problems into the body and subconscious, where they are stored in latent form as negative energy waiting for recognition and work. We express our unresolved painful problems in destructive and abusive ways towards others. We indulge in self-destructive, addictive behaviors, eating, drinking, and drugging ourselves to the brink of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion, time and again, looking for pain relief, but making things worse. Painful emotions are like hot potatoes. A hot potato lands in our lap. It is too hot to handle, so we flip it to our friends, partners, children, strangers, or enemies. They don't like it, so they flip the hot potato back to us. And most of the time, they add a few of their own. The result? An unnecessary, escalating, destructive fight. Sound familiar? Rare is the person, relationship, or family that does not do this. What to do? We need to learn how to stay alone, sit with and ride emotional pain waves, and let them teach. The first step is letting the story unfold. Then we need to spiritualize the story by infusing it with healing qualities. Before you proceed, please read the next section on risk. Risk. Processing raw emotional pain into self-knowledge is not for everybody. Opening a dialogue with emotional pain can be frightening. When we stand alone and ride the pain waves, there is likely to be considerable resistance. We should never underestimate how frightful this may be. We should never push anybody into such a process. Some cannot and should not engage in exploring their pain in such a manner without seeking professional help. It might flood their defenses and cause alarm or panic. In such circumstances, the individual can work with the other techniques described in this work. If you feel that processing emotional pain to gain self-knowledge is too intense, please avoid it at this point and consult with a professional counselor. Processing painful emotion into self-knowledge. This process is reviewed on pages 351 to 355 in Healing Power Revised. The technique applies to any emotion, and it has four steps. Create a safe healing space. Ask for help from your higher power. Let the story unfold. Spiritualize the story. That's create a safe healing space. Get some help from your higher power. Let the pain story unfold. And spiritualize the story. The following is a review of some key principles involved in letting the story unfold and spiritualizing the story. The next section is entitled, Let the Story Unfold, the Pain Story. The first phase of healing is let the pain story unfold. We allow painful emotions to surface so they can tell their story. Our stories are a complex mix of great, good, bad, ugly, terrible, right, wrong, distorted, painful, heroic, humor, success, failure, gain, loss, and more. The painful part of the story can be tiny, mild, medium, severe, or huge. Our pain can start with a seed thought that creates a storm. The pain feeds itself into a ruminative fury. Our pain can be chronic, low grade, a pain that smolders for years. Or for some of us, it can go from 0 to 60 in a fraction of a second. Emotional pain manifests as anxiety, anger, depression, fear, guilt, shame, embarrassment, humiliation, rejection, loss, resentment, and much more. These feelings can add up, overlap, and overwhelm our best defense, drain our energy, and lock us up. The pain story can be fierce. What to do? As Jon Kabat-Zinn said, you cannot stop the pain waves, but you can learn to surf. The first step in healing the pain story is acceptance. We ride the pain waves just as they are. We accept and validate it all. Surfing or riding emotional pain waves is not easy. A pain wave has its own way and time, a kind of natural rhythm to it. When we let a feeling have its playing time, it is in control and we are not. The waves come, have their way with us, and go on their own schedule. We can't successfully make it go faster, slower, or not go at all. We don't like this arrangement, but often the quickest way to get rid of it is to enter the feeling at its very center. We are afraid of this kind of surrender. However, by accepting and riding the pain wave, we get crucial information, messages, even wisdom. Emotions are packed with meaning and purpose, story and self-knowledge, lessons and qualities. We need to extract this knowledge and move on. If we don't do this work, emotional pain waves may get bigger and cause even more trouble. While it is good to find out what our pain is about, we don't want to identify with it, ruminate on it, and get stuck there. When you have completed the first phase of healing, let the story unfold. Switch gears to the second phase of healing, spiritualize the story. We transform the pain story to a healing story by infusing it with healing qualities. Spiritualize the story, the healing story. The first phase of healing is let the story unfold. The second phase of healing is spiritualize the story. In this phase, painful emotions are reduced and replaced by strength, courage, endurance, love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, peace, harmony, and a host of other love qualities. The healing story trumps the pain story, takes over the dominant position in consciousness, and determines our true identity as peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom manifested as serene and compassionate service to humanity. Healing qualities are the spiritual solution to any pain, problem, conflict, symptom, disease, or disability. Guided by the healing qualities, the story unfolds in the direction of love. When we let the story unfold and spiritualize the story, the emotional pain wave has a half-life and ultimately disappears, leaving in its wake the love qualities we need. The degree to which love is in charge of our story will determine our direction, the quality of our interactions, and the quality of our experience. Bear in mind that transformation of emotion will not eliminate the inevitable suffering of life, such as illness, old age, the unknown, and death, but it does help us contain, reduce, and eliminate unnecessary mental restlessness and emotional reactivity. Exercises. Number one, self-knowledge. Review pages 354 to 355 in Healing Power Revised. Here you will find an example of how to transform painful emotion into self-knowledge. Although Joe's problem may be minor compared to many, we can apply the same principles to more severe problems. Exercise number two, balance the pain and healing story. When we ride the pain waves and let the story unfold, we discover where we need to do some work. We find our issues, problems, weaknesses, and flaws. There is a risk, however, of dwelling too long in the pain story. We can get stuck in rumination or negative cyclical thinking. It isn't helpful to commune with our pain when all we are doing is repeating the same thoughts. How will you know when you have finished letting the story unfold and are ready to spiritualize the story? Watch your thoughts as you journal or take your emotional pain out for a walk. There will likely be a lot of repetitive thoughts, but interspersed with these repetitions will be some new insights. As long as there's new information coming through the repetition, there's likely a need to continue letting the story unfold. When there is no new information coming through, you are probably at the end of that round or layer of your work. Then you can spiritualize the story. If there's another layer of work buried in the subconscious but not ready to come out right now, it'll come out later. In summary, when pain is telling your story, there will be a lot of new thoughts. When you have completed the pain story, there are no new thoughts, only ruminations. Then move into the healing story. Getting the right balance between the pain and healing story is not easy and sometimes impossible. Some dwell too long in the pain story and get stuck in rumination or negative cyclical thinking. All of us know people who are stuck in their pain story and unable to get out. All you hear from them is the problem and the painful side of their story. Others move too quickly into spiritualizing the story and miss finding some of the negativity that needs to be dug out. We have all met people who are, quote, very spiritual, unquote, but they are filled with tension and darkness. They have spiritualized their story but have not spent enough time letting the pain story unfold. Consequently, their subconscious problems, flaws, and conflicts weigh them down and interfere with the love they profess. This is easy to do. No one wants to go to the dentist. Yet here, we are our own mental dentist, drilling into the dark, hidden resources of our consciousness, looking for problem areas that need work. This hurts. It's much more fun to spend time with the healing qualities or the healing story, because here you're experiencing the good feelings associated with patience, kindness, compassion, love, and so forth. There's a tension between letting the story unfold, where we give our emotional pain time and space, and spiritualizing the story, where we shift gears and focus on a healing quality. We need to swing in and out of both, and this is an ongoing process. Just look for and try to approximate the right dose of each. We can trust the healing power inside. It will let us know if we are dwelling on the pain too much and needing to move to the healing story. On the other hand, if we are avoiding pain and need to continue working with the inner dentist, this too will make itself known. How? Listen to the still, small, loving voice within. Analyze your pain and healing stories and observe how they interact. Are you stuck in your pain story? Does your story have enough healing qualities? Do you need to practice the two phases of healing? Remember, these two phases are let the story unfold and spiritualize the story. Exercise number 3, meditation and transformation of emotion. The goal of meditation is stillness, but sometimes when we try to meditate, all we experience is our problems. Bad habits, hard feelings, conflicts with others, the need to forgive, insecurity, worries, resentment, and a host of other problems beg our attention and recognition. We can try to meditate, but sometimes these problems require work which must be done before we can get into the room of stillness. If this is the case, we may have to switch gears from meditation to transformation of emotion. We may have to let the pain story unfold and spiritualize the story. Then we can meditate and get into the room of stillness. For example, it is difficult or impossible to achieve stillness when we are angry and harbor resentment against those who have done us wrong. We may need to sit with our pain and let the story unfold to discover who remains in our inner prison. Then, if we choose to do so, we can spiritualize the story, in this case, applying forgiveness to those individuals, thus liberating them from the inner prison. Then we can get into the room of stillness and absorb the deep healing vibrations that reside only there. When you try to meditate but find yourself ruminating on your problems, try the following method. Stop, breathe, get in the present moment, let the story unfold. To let the story unfold, observe and see what is there. Note the medley of thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. Embedded within these sensations, there may be a story that you need to discover, lessons you need to learn, or tests you need to pass. For example, I'm afraid of loss, humiliation, and rejection. I feel a pit in my stomach. I'm not sure I can do this. I don't care. I want a drink. I'm angry at my girlfriend. Ride any pain wave that shows up. Stay with the wave as it grows. Ride it to its peak. Don't try to escape. Don't jump off. Let it all come out. You might consult the illustration on page 106. Breathe into the pain. Use the breath to steady yourself as you ride the pain wave, trusting it will naturally subside if you stay with it. You may feel like you can't do this or that you're going to break, but most of the time, if you ride the pain wave and get the necessary lessons, it will dissolve. If you're new at this and feel overwhelmed, it may be wise to seek professional help. Now, spiritualize the story. When you have extracted the necessary information, infuse the pain story with healing qualities. Review the list of healing qualities on page 79. Choose the ones you need for this part of your story. Most of the time, we need more love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, strength, courage, patience, kindness, and humor. These qualities will reduce and finally dissolve the pain story. Then we can meditate, enter the room of stillness, and participate in the deep healing that occurs only there. See the diagram on page 242. This diagram illustrates the relationship between meditation and transformation of emotion. These two very powerful tools work together. Together they help us transform painful problems into ever-increasing peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom expressed through quiet acts of gentle, humble service to all of humanity. In that diagram entitled Transformation of Emotion and Meditation, it starts with let the story unfold, then spiritualize the story, then you can meditate and get into the room of stillness where you will experience expansion into the big space. Then let the story unfold when there's more pain that surfaces and repeat this process. The result is ever-increasing peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom, expressed as ever-increasingly useful service to all of humanity. Exercise number 4. Release negative energy from its subconscious prison. When we repress our problems, they take up residence secretly in the subconscious mind and body. They occupy space, tie us in knots, create tension, and make us gloomy. This repressed energy wants to be released from its subconscious prison to join the free-flowing river of peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom. Stop running, resisting, and repressing, all of which perpetuate trouble, increase tension, and magnify rumination. You have the intelligence to understand and the power to overcome. Trust the healing power within. It knows what to do. Armed with this knowledge and faith, face your pain, gently name it, relax into it. Be a compassionate, nurturing presence for the pain. Breathe into it and affirm the following: soft, yield, open, surrender. If you are afraid, pray. Ask for help and grace so you can stare down the monster and reduce its power. Talk to a friend, partner, family member, or counselor. Journal, draw, walk, or dance. Go to AA, church, synagogue, mosque, or other healing ceremonies. Create a ritual to honor your feelings. Practice progressive muscle relaxation or do a body scan. Practice affirmations. Contemplate wisdom pearls from sacred texts. Meditate. Practice mindfulness. Practice yoga. Work, volunteer, or help others. Eat popcorn. Watch TV. Points to remember. The mind is like a jukebox. It plays a record sometimes at our request and sometimes against our will. Most of the time when a record plays against our will, it is because there is unfinished business in that domain. If we let the story unfold and then spiritualize the story, we bring the story under our control and lay down a record that can now be used for wisdom and power when we need it. Instead of the record playing against our will, we play the record when we choose to do so. In ordinary consciousness, a problem is like a big fish in a small pond. It creates lots of waves. As you advance, after you have done some deep inner work, you enter the ocean of ever-expanding space where the same-sized fish has less and ultimately no effect on you. At some point, you will be ready for anything. Pain, change, the unknown, and death. You have now completed your review of the 15 methods. In the next chapter, you will learn how to create a balanced healing program.